There is one thing that is certain in life, and this is Father Scott C. Toller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. How do you do that? Well, first you do it with your lips. Say, Jesus, take over up my entire life. Dwell in my heart. Take over the innermost recesses of my heart. Don't let there be any dark corners in my heart. Don't let there be any area in my heart that's holding out against your dominion. And then after you've said that, live it. Live it with joy. Live it with peace. Live it with service. Live it with confidence. Live it with trust. Live it with your eyes fixed on heaven. Then you'll have a good Friday. And all the other days of the week will be good too. All right, today's scripture quote comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 33. And the verse is, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. All right, now you can see why I introduced today's program by saying there is one thing that is certain about life. Humorously, people say there are two things that are certain, taxes and death. But no. One thing that is absolutely certain is the Word of God will never pass away. What a great assurance in a scary world. You know, we hear always constantly bad news. Bad news in the media. People have a tendency to share bad news more than they share good news. Our own reflection on growing older and getting sick and dying. There's just so many scary things about life. There's so many threats in our world. Yes, there are evil people trying to harm us. But the good news, and isn't the gospel from two old English words, good news, gospel? Well, the good news is God stands on His word. God keeps promises. God will never abandon us. God loves us more than we love ourselves. Yeah, I know the people regularly, and maybe you've done this one or the other time in your life, you raise the question, well, when will God come once and for all and bring His kingdom into existence where there is no more pain, there is no more sorrow, there is no more evil, there's no more conflict? When will that happen? I don't know. Jesus said, speaking as from His human nature, not even the Son of Man knows. Well then, but why the delay, Father Scott? Why is God delaying? Why has God waited so long? Well, we cannot appreciate God's patience. We can't do that because even if you have some patience, you don't have infinite patience. And God has infinite patience. And why does God have infinite patience with us? Because God wants us all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God says, your ways are not my ways and your thoughts are not my thoughts. Yes, we have to be patient. If God asks you to trust, if He says right now, Kathy, Michael, Joanne, George, I need you to trust. I need you to trust me. I need you to trust my words, that my words will never pass away, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us, that I will come someday in my glory. I want you to trust those words. Then what's your answer to that? Will you trust God? Will you say, yes, Lord, I trust you. I don't know what tomorrow brings. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. You hold the future. As the old song used to go, you got the whole world in your hands. You got you and me, brother, in your hands. You got you and me, sister, in your hands. God got the whole world in his hands. When you can appreciate God's patience and his desire to get to facilitate as many people getting into heaven as possible, if you can appreciate that God will not take away our free will, if you can appreciate the fact that God's always working behind the scene to accomplish his kingdom, then what can you do? You can relax. You don't have to constantly be nervous. You don't have to get into that game playing. I have to do more, I have to do more, I have to do more. You can say to people, "Fear not, I bring you glad tidings, that God is still with us, that God will never abandon us." What a difference that makes, doesn't it? Yeah, there's going to be struggles in life. Did you really think that you were going to get through life without your faith being tested? Oh, no. Oh, no. At the beginning of this work and school week, I started on Monday saying, as soon as you get your head off the pillow, immediately say, "God, nothing can happen to me today that you and I together cannot handle." And here it is Friday already. Well, if you listen to this program, you didn't die. And I'm hoping that this week was relatively endurable. The fact that you're listening to this program is you're not giving up on God or giving up on my program. That you still put credibility in the fact that every Friday I say, you can have a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. God's not looking for lip service. He's looking for a life. A life predicated, based on, rooted in, you believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead. Now, if you believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, then you can believe that all things are possible with God. That you can believe that God, who sent His only Son in the world, not to condemn us, but to save us, really has our best interest at heart. A lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people think God is out to get them. A lot of people think that God is masochistic and given the trials that make our faith grow. And so what do? When people get into this frame of mind, they walk. They walk away from God. They walk away from the ways He wants to help them. The ways He wants to console them. The ways He wants to comfort them. I bet every listener who listened to my program has had a moment when you were tempted to say one of the following. There is no God. If there is a God, He's not involved in my life in a good way. Or, if there is a God, this God is vindictive. He's out to get me. As I suffer the results of Adam and Eve's sin, it's like God's getting back at Adam and Eve by making my life difficult, by putting me into the world that's so violent and selfish and apathetic. No, that's not true. God cares for us. His Son, who took on our flesh, is a credible sign of how much God cares for us. Will you let God take care of you? Will you let God really help you? Come on, folks. It's never too late. It's Friday. So Friday's the day we call Good Friday. It used to be called God's Friday. Let the power of Jesus' death and resurrection touch you profoundly and quite personally. Let it affect every part of your life. What you say, what you do, how you eat, how you spend. Let it affect the way you approach life as you grow older, with hope rather than with despair. With good words instead of bad words, negative words, critical words. It just breaks my heart to see so many elderly people either bitter or fatalistic or living quiet lives of desperation. It's not what Jesus wants. That's not why Jesus died on the cross for us. Older people have to choose. Everybody has to choose. And we choose more than once. We choose during all the seasons of our life. that God's words will not pass away, that God cares for us, that God will be the foundation of our hope, is the foundation of hope, because we believe that nothing will separate us from the love of God that comes to us through His Son, Christ Jesus, our Lord. All right, today's small attempt to make you pray with me. Our prayer partners are refugees. Refugees who fled, not to be killed. Fled without their property. Whose families were divided, like the lost boys of Sudan. Whose families are in such anxiety, not knowing if their loved ones, especially their children, still live. God bless refugees. Bring justice to the countries, their homelands from which they are fleeing. Let them have a reception that shows that people care, that the people who are receiving them, who call themselves Christians, that they'll act like Christians. God, these refugees have been traumatized. They may have fled without one belonging other than the clothes on their back. Send loving, good people to their aid, God. Stir the hearts up in people to reach out in love. Now, let me see if I can make you smile. This is very clever. One day a husband says to his wife, "I'm sure our son gets all his intelligence from me." And the wife answers, "You're probably right because I still have mine." Get it? Okay. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Just let me know you listen to the program. I love to hear from my listeners, especially if you're finding it helpful in your faith walk. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I faithfully will take to prayer. I'm very faithful to taking to God the prayer intentions I receive. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter, because that's 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. It tells you where I'm preaching. It's the only place where you'll be able to find my preaching schedule. But beside that, there's a lot of good things in the newsletter. I think you'll enjoy it. And if you can, write a check to help me keep my hospital for the poor growing and keeping it financially safe. Make the check, whatever the amount you want to send, I'll appreciate it. TASH, the Anna C. Tower Hospital, that's what it stands for. TASH, Inc., send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you haven't visited my website for a while, or never, visit my website at fatherscott.com. Spell out Father, fatherscott.com. I think you will enjoy my website, and you can listen to the radio shows anytime you want on my website. You don't have to be listening to the radio that morning. Say you're about something else, you can still listen on the website. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord.